Being in survival mode is so hard for several reasons, but I think the worst part is how it makes us feel about ourselves. Today, my hope is to change the way that you're looking at the situation that you're in, and more importantly, changing the way that you're looking at yourself during this time. Once we can work on that, then it's easier for us to focus on how to move forward. Before we jump in today's episode, I want to remind you what we're working towards. We are working towards a house that's easier to keep clean, our mind to feel less cluttered, more time to spend with the ones we love, and more energy to do the things that we actually enjoy. After today's episode, you are going to be one step closer to that goal. So grab your coffee, keep on listening, and we are going to do this together. The very first part about changing the way we're thinking about our situation is to have compassion with ourselves. I really want you to look at you and your situation you're in now and think about if it was a good friend of yours. How would you help her through it? Would you say, "Oh, I've had morning sickness before too, and I still got stuff done." Or, "Oh, when my baby was sick, I just held them as I got stuff done." No, you wouldn't, right? You would have compassion for your friend, and you would say, "That's okay. You know, when things like this happen, they don't last forever, and you'll make it through it. If you need any help, I can help you." Whatever it might be. So the first step is just look at yourself with compassion and to realize that this isn't going to last forever, because it does feel like it's going to last forever sometimes. And the worst part is, like I said before, when you start looking down or feeling down on yourself about it. Like, "Oh, I'm such a bad mom. I can't even keep up with this." Or, "Look, I'm a lazy wife. Like, I can't even make him a good dinner when he gets home." Whatever it might be, we take how negative we're looking at the situation and we turn it into how negative we feel about ourselves. So it really comes back to give yourself some grace, have some compassion for yourself, and realize that it is what it is right now, and then you can start looking forward. So it's like, now what? Now we can look in the present moment and say, "Yeah, I've let things go, and that's totally fine. I haven't been feeling well," or whatever the situation is. "Life has been crazy, and I let things go, and now it's hard for me to get back on track." Whatever it might be, look at it for what it is, and then think to yourself, "When I go to bed tonight, what am I going to feel good?" This is where the hack comes in. "What am I going to feel accomplished by if I do now?" So think about it for a minute. When you go to bed tonight, are you going to be glad that you got a load of laundry done? That you made that phone call? Even if you just rinsed the dishes, you didn't even wash them all. Depending on your situation, you know what you're capable of right now. So find one thing to do to focus on that you know you're going to be thankful for tonight. This is going to look different for everyone, but you know yourself and your situation right now. And that's kind of how you have to get through survival mode, is one task at a time. And with this, we can remind ourselves that we're only in control of right now. So when we start beating ourselves up again, like, "Oh, you had all day, why didn't you get that done earlier?" Or, "Oh, you're going to have so much to do tomorrow." Just pick one thing that you can be proud of. And then the final step with this is to really let yourself feel accomplished when you get something done. Like I said, it could be as simple as rinsing the dishes off. Well, when you go to bed, you can be like, "You know what? Tomorrow, those dishes are already rinsed. Now I can wash them." Or even just be thankful that your sink isn't going to smell. It's finding those little things to focus on, choosing one of them that you know you'll be grateful that you got done, doing it, and then really appreciating yourself for it. And giving yourself some grace for the things you can't get to right now. Remember, if you're in a period of survival right now, It will not last forever. It will pass, and it doesn't define you as a mom, as a wife, as a person at all. This is normal. We all go through it. No, you're not alone, and I'm proud of you for every little step that you get done. I really hope this helped you, and I'll talk to you soon. Oh, one more thing before you go. If you're feeling unmotivated, if you have any questions, or if you want to celebrate your wins with me, there are two ways that you can do that. In the show notes, I'll have two links. One will be for my website at simplifymomlife.com, where I'll have the comments section open, or you can sign up for my email list with the other link so that you can get each podcast and blog post sent straight to your inbox every Tuesday morning. Remember, we are well on our journey to an easier to clean house, a less cluttered mind, and more time and energy for the ones you love and the things you enjoy. If you want to stick around, don't forget to click that subscribe button. Thanks for being here, and remember, we are on this journey together.
Subscribe to my mom's podcast. It'll make her very happy.